Welcome back to another episode of Rhythm in Rome. I'm one of your hosts, Paul, and I'm with my partner in crime, Trisha and Benef today. How are you guys? So
Doing well. You guys know, we are
here because we love to travel. Our podcast is about travel, and we discuss a lot about culture and cultural differences and everything else in between. And today, I'm pretty excited because one of our topics today is about etiquette and faux pas, which is kind of a pretty interesting topic because between us three, I know we have a lot that we can talk about between us all from,
because I got
a lot to say for one about the French.
Well, it's also one of the first things that people notice when traveling. So it's a, it's like a thing that's easily noticeable. Like one of these is not like the other. If you go into a restaurant and you're not prepared, or traveling on the train and you don't really know if they're if you're supposed to act a certain way. So it's one of the first things that you notice when traveling.
Absolutely. And let me just preface it by saying I already started with the etiquette thing because it's already late here in Paris. So let's do a santé. Cheers.
Santé.
And now we can actually begin our bickering. I won't say bickering, but our bickering. Our etiquette.
Discussion.
Of, discussion.
Our discussion. A very civilized discussion.
Civilized discussion.
Because
with
we
the
have wine. We're civilized.
So, yeah. So why don't we just, I'll just kick it off by what I already am. It's fresh in my head. And one of the things is, and you'll see in several different, you know, clips that we will always present, that's one of the things that's great. We like to bring in real facts of what's going on and wherever we are, and then help to discuss. And of course, if we have comments from anyone who has been a part of viewing us and so on. So one of the things that I know, just being here in France, is etiquette is extremely important here in France. Mm-hmm. And I can't stress this, and I get really angry, and I'm not joking when I say angry, of how a lot of times I get corrected by some of my French colleagues, some of my French friends that I've, you know, been able to now have since I've been here for like 2 years now. And one of my biggest pet peeves as an American living over abroad, and I'm bringing my American New York attitude with me, sprinkling a little bit of Jamaican in there, is that you, if you tell me how I'm supposed to eat a goddamn burger, for one, or a goddamn baguette, or croissant, because the other day I was having coffee and pastry with a friend of mine who's French, and she happened to have a croissant, and she happened to use a knife and fork to cut her croissant, and I took the croissant like a typical American. I dipped the hell out of it in my coffee.
Yeah, you probably, she probably was shocked, like horrified, like,
just like clutch your pearls moment. Yeah,
but I'm trying to figure out why, because the American in me is I want to say, I paid for this. I should be able to eat it or do whatever the hell I want with it. And she was really embarrassed because she's like, oh, don't do this. Everybody's looking at us. Oh. So I feel like it's more of they're worried about what people think about them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I don't give a damn.
It's possible. Yeah.
It is possible.
We're just brought up to eat differently. Like, I mean, and that video clip
are we
that
barbaric?
That we have with the French etiquette, eating is like an event. Mm-hmm. And for Americans, it's pretty rare to have an eating event daily. Like who the fuck is going to spend 2 hours eating dinner every day? Yeah. I mean, they said
we drink a lot. That's for sure. We drink,
but I mean,
as an event.
2 hours because we're overworked, over activitied, over fatigued. Nobody has time to eat
yes.
for 2 hours yeah. every evening. I guess like, what are we doing? I don't know, collapsing into bed or watching TV, right? Like, we're not spending it eating for sure. What would we even do? Yeah. Like, what are the-
Well, we're certainly not, it's certainly not over a meal with friends, and we're certainly not having those conversations. And if we are, it's a special occasion, right?
Yeah. So that's what
I mean,
think.
And that's the thing. Yeah. Here, everyone, like, it's not a shock if people go out to eat at a certain time, just for the conversation, and they will sit at a table drinking a coffee for 2 hours and not give up their seat.
Yeah.
That pisses me off too.
And that's a cultural thing though, because what American thinks they have 2 hours to go and just hang out and have coffee? I mean, we are always trying to get from the next thing, one thing to the next. And it's because we've signed our children up for everything under the sun and we got to ferry them around. Yeah. I don't know that the French do that. I don't know.
Well, the French don't. So one of the things when I said I have to hats off to them. They really take their stuff really seriously. And I do respect it. I know I'm making fun of it, but I also hate it because it is. They're civilized when they're doing it. And I'm sure I get brownie points for saying that, because every time I go, they're very well mannered in the sense of, like, they're drinking their wine. It is like, I'll give an example. I learned not to hold my wine like so. Well, and they're like, it's why they have a stem. You don't touch da, da, da.
It's very true.
Yeah. So, and it's the little things that they talk about.
Let's do a test. So initially when we all started, I think I noticed that some of us, you know, were doing this, me in particular, which is a major faux pas,
right?
Do
this.
Yeah. So let's look at that. Let's do a test. So here I'm drinking my wine like this versus if I'm drinking it like this.
Well, that's not the reason. So I've learned the reason for this.
Yeah, but
is
does that look better? Which one looks better?
This one looks more sophisticated.
Okay. I don't want my hand to warm up the white wine.
That's the reason.
And that's why you don't.
That is the reason.
It. That is that's exactly the reason. Why.
And it's just you want it to have the temperature of the wine. And I'm sure somebody who's French or someone that knows more about wine than I do.
Yeah, wine's a big deal. I mean,
oh, it's a huge deal.
Yeah, so and that's you can't. I come screw to respect it.
Yeah, so exactly. I listen when they say stuff like this, but I'm curious to also hear, you know, like obviously Trisha, you wherever everyone has been, I could tell you it's totally different when I go to Germany, for example. You know, right. or I was living in Germany and. Etiquette is not, I think they're more etiquette when it comes to drinking beer. You better not have that schaum, which is foam. It better have a big old foam on the glass. Whereas in America for beer, if you put too much of the foam, it seems like it's the end of the beer. Whereas in Germany, that is the beer.
You need to have some foam, not like all
of them. You have a lot of foam.
It's like whipped cream. You need to have whipped cream if you're having a latte or having hot chocolate.
But in America, you do that in America. That's
they want you to pour that stuff out. Yeah, we don't want
a quarter
of
all the way
of head there. Yeah.
And I don't think it's the same in Germany with the etiquettes.
Probably not. I mean, and that's what makes it so like fun and interesting because you know, the Afghans, they do eat with their hands. Like that's totally normal. Particularly the right hand, because the left hand is used for bathroom things, but you know, like they're going to eat with their hands. Now the thing with the Afghans is the time. So like they say 7 p.m. but if you show up at 7 p.m. you're the only person there, and they ain't even like dressed, like nothing. It's not like no one's there. Like chairs be on the table, like and so being like part American, part Afghan, and my mom having lived in this country for so long, like we'll be Americans and show up like relatively on time. No one's there. And we'll have to sit for like an hour and a half, 2 hours before we could get anything to eat. And now we're hungry, you know, it's just, it's.
Or you're now part of the setup.
What time is it really starting?
Yeah. I think you just brought up another good situation, because as us of color, you know, we all have black in us. We got a different rule when it comes to showing up somewhere too as well. Whereas, for example, in France, it is customary to be 5-10 minutes late. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, really?
Okay. In the wrong country.
they don't expect you to be exactly on time.
On time, right.
In Germany? Oh,
no, the Germans.
Best better be on time. I can't tell you how many times I got cursed out because they thought the plan was behind schedule because I was 2 minutes late.
Two minutes.
I'm not joking. Maybe I should interview my German friend about
it. You should.
Yeah, you should. That would be really interesting to hear their perspective.
He was flipping pissed. He was like, oh, but we have to drive. And now the Stau and the traffic is going to be. And I'm like, I mean, maybe he was a very bad case of it. But Germans are very punctual and they are very like, be on time.
Yeah.
You know, Germans are very punctual and they're very, very on time. And if you're late, they take that seriously as an offense or whatever. So, you know, not to do that.
Yeah. The Japanese are very on time too. And what I loved about Japanese functions is that it was like 2 hours. So they would schedule from like 6 to 8 an all you can eat and drink thing at an izakaya, and you would show up and it was 2 hours and then they would leave. Like sometimes they would come to our house for events like on post or on base, and they would stand up and leave at, exactly at the 2 hour mark. And I was like, hallelujah.
All of them at once?
Yes, all at once. Ferry the on out.
Well, that's kind of rude, ain't it?
Well, no, but that's what they do. I mean, and so whereas the Americans, those mother scratchers might be there till like for another 5 hours. You can't get rid of them.
Because you're going to have to be like, oh, look at the time. I got to go to work early in the morning.
So it was nice to know that I only got to be on for 2 hours. Like I can handle that. A 2 hour event.
I guess so, but it depends on the company. I mean, think about it. I mean, it really does depend on what that looks like. I mean, there are some friends that I have that come over that, you know, you do it, and really I should say family probably more than anything else, but there's some family that does come over or friends that you're like, you're counting the minutes, you know, that they're going to be there. But there are others where I'm having so much fun or it's so natural and you always have a great time that, you know, when the time comes and they're like, oh, you're leaving already, you know, that's kind of thing. So I think it depends on the company. Saying is it's specifically these folks, you're saying in Asia, this is what happens. Like that, you know, it's 2 hour limit
for work events. Yeah. But also because the Japanese homes, especially in the city, just aren't designed for entertainment, whereas American homes generally are. They're doing it in a common space, like at a restaurant or in a community building. And so they've got a scheduled time because they don't really invite you into their homes. It's pretty rare.
I can tell you just from the quick ones that I know very well, Germany and France, as well as Luxembourg, is that whenever you are invited to someone's home, you never show up empty handed. You definitely, in Germany,
I feel like that's
universal.
Yeah. You're saying Germany is not, they just show up.
No, I'm saying it ain't universal because I've showed up empty handed in some places in America. So.
And that was wrong on your part. You. Thank you very much. That's on you.
No, it ain't just me because I've seen other people that show up to my place when I ask, whatever, and they don't come with nothing, just their hands and say, I'm here. But
yeah,
it could
be
just
you need
me.
To have a conversation.
It could be just me. But in Germany, for example, it was like all kinds of rules around it. And if I get it right, it's if I show up and it's wife and husband, for example, it's okay to bring the female or the wife like a plant. And
a whole plant. Wow.
A plant. A whole plant. I mean,
not a huge plant, but a plant.
Yeah,
okay.
A plant.
I'm just going to say this right now that you brought that up. Let me just make a point of that right now. If I think you only bring a plant if you know that person is a plant person.
Because I'd be like,
but Germans
if you bring a plant,
flowers.
Okay, well, that's okay. Then that's definitely a cultural thing. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, if you bring me a plant, it just better be like florals. Like, do not bring
I have to take care of it.
That means that's a commitment. Thank you. And then it dies,
Germans and then over like flowers. 6 months later, and the plant is like gone. You're like, what happened to the plant?
One thing I can tell you, Germans do love their plants. They love their flowers as well as they love their dogs, but they love their plants. And you would not, it would not be bad if you did that. But of course, you the customary thing, both in France and Germany, is a bottle of wine. Champagne is definitely,
talking about.
I know, is big here in France. You can bring a bottle of champagne or wine or pastry. So pastry is like another thing that you can, you could just bring any kind of those stuff because I've even had people that I didn't even say I was having anything, but they came over and they came over with pastry. And I was like, I didn't ask you for anything, but thanks.
But yeah, like that's something that's nice. I mean, it is, if you're going, especially for dinner, it's nice to show up with something.
I mean, that's me in general. My mother has always taught me, you know, if you go over to anyone's house and, you know, with my Caribbean culture, you know, you never go over to anyone's house empty handed, ever, ever, ever. And then with me being in sales, you just, it's something that you don't necessarily do it.
The problem is I can't afford it when I was younger if I was invited to somebody's house. And I tell you, I've been
to Paul, a bottle of Boone's is only like, back then was like $2.50.
That was more than my ramen noodle that I could have eaten in college.
I mean, I feel like it is different if you're like a college student going over, you know, maybe you help out with dishes. Maybe you help out some
other
way.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I used to do. I used to help clean up. I used to help to say, hey, let me get it, help you start putting
things
out.
There you go. That's where that Caribbean blood comes in.
And you're right. They always say never show up empty handed at somebody's house because it shows, you know, you're either desperate or you're hungry or whatever it may be kind of thing. And then another thing is, here's another thing that maybe this is the Black culture for us, is it is okay to show up with Tupperware and people that you know house.
Because you're going to bring stuff back.
Exactly. And I know it's very customary, at least in my household, for Thanksgiving time, you bring those Tupperware because you're going to use them. And I'm sure I'm not the only person, and others could probably vouch for that, that, you know, you can, I don't think it's only a Black thing, but speaking on the Black note kind of thing, I'm sure we all have heard of, BPT,
right,
Black
but
people time. Yeah, because C ain't no more the one that you want.
So you can imagine my father being Black and my mom being Afghan, like, we were never on time. Though I will say my mom is not the typical Afghan.
It's customary for us to not be on time.
She's never on time. But Afghan.
Well, that's why it worked, because we're not customary to be on time either as Black people.
As Caribbean people are, to me, are even worse. I mean, you know, can't be on time nowhere. If you want them to be anywhere, you got to tell them an hour ahead.
Yeah, that you know, this is like
we got to make an entrance. Time.
Totally with Afghans, the same. Yeah,
we have to make an entrance, man.
It's crazy, and I never know what time the event is actually starting. So I'm like. And like my husband, because he, you know, military, he shows up like insanely early for things.
So how do you feel then? Like, and I know it's custom. So would they get, so they don't serve Afghan? Because I know when I lived in Jordan and we both went to Iraq or Afghanistan too as well. And I remember when I was invited, number one, living in Jordan, it is, if someone invites you, for example, over for dinner, you can't say no. Like it's rude to say no.
It's like you kind of got to go, and it's the
you kind of
got to
go.
So then you're like, you know,
yes.
Wait,
and then
the
first time I went and I saw a big old tray or whatever platter that they have with all the food on one thing and everybody surrounding it. You're probably familiar with this, Benef, but it shocked me because one guy came over and just used his hand and broke the chicken and
passed
it
they
to
just
people. And
hands.
I was like,
ugh. Well, and
I have
so
no idea where your hands are.
Here's a cultural thing, because my dad, like when we would back in the day go and eat at Afghan people's homes, he was taught to, you know, finish his plate to show that you're done. And as a sign of respect, you enjoyed the food. Well, with Afghans, if you finish your plate, it means you're still hungry. So they kept like serving him, and he kept finishing his plate, and they kept serving him, and he kept, they're like, damn, this man hungry. And he's like, just like ready to explode because there was that difference. Whereas
yes, in
culture, you leave a little bit on there to show that you're done. Right. I remember he still talks about that. It was just so funny. Because
that's like amazing.
Ready to explode. Yeah.
That's crazy. And I think that's the other thing here in France. Like when you're eating, I've already learned, never put your elbows on the table. And if you're done eating, there's also, which I did not know was customary, and the video I think also mentioned this too as well.
Respect the bread. In France, bread isn't just a side dish; it's an integral part of the meal. Remember, never place your bread on your plate. It has its own spot on the tablecloth to your left, and don't bite into it. Break off a piece instead.
You never put your bread on the same plate as you, your main dish.
The bread, yeah, it's got to.
Yes, the bread must be on the right hand side of your table. I'm like,
that is so wild. Okay, so here's where I think really, and that's going to separate us big time, because, yes, you're given an appetizer plate, because typically here, right in the U.S., what do? We have our different service, but if they're offering bread, if it's free or whatever it is, you have your own appetizer plate, right? It's when you're supposed to eat it or eat, I guess, over at pre-meal or pre-game, I like to call it. But now when the main course comes in, you know, immediately, especially if you're eating out, they want to take that plate away. So, you know, it's interesting that in France they would actually still keep that on the table. Like sometimes I have to fight people, be like, no, I want the plate there, because I put my silverware on it because I don't like putting my silverware on the table.
Oh, but you got to be careful if you put the silverware. You put it slanted to the slide, 45-degree angle.
Correct.
Together,
correct.
If you're finished eating here.
If you're
finished.
If you're not, yes, okay.
And if you're not.
When you're finished, and it's, yes, that I know. Mm-hmm. I took etiquette classes, by the way. My grandmother, I was growing up in New York, my grandmother wanted me to have etiquette. So I went to etiquette school. And I actually learned how to. Oh, absolutely. And how it is not customary for a woman, and this bothers me to this day, is that women put their purse on the table. You're not supposed to do that.
No, even in Jamaica, you ain't supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to do that. Yeah. But I see it all the time. I can't stand it.
On the floor and not on the table.
Not on the floor, not behind the chair. So it's supposed to be in your lap.
Oh, in your lap. Well, in Japan, they have little baskets for you to put your, because they don't want you to put them. The floor is dirty, all right?
Yeah.
So, but
like, I never thought it was, okay. Usually I put it in my chair.
Well,
yeah.
But also women are not supposed to carry really big purses. And if you're going out to eat, it's supposed to be a small bag, right? And
But
we're supposed to be with a man that's got all the money and everything, and we just have to carry a lipstick and a mirror.
That's it.
You better make sure.
You know, so there's a lot of things that, you know, us women are not getting.
No, it's not keeping us
within our etiquette standards.
I think it's interesting that it's difference in ways, you know, from, like I said, I could see the difference on in America versus everywhere else. In America, I know we have etiquette, but it's very laxed, meaning
very much so.
No one is going to say anything to me if I'm eating my burger with my hands. Like every time I order a burger here, and I'm with someone that's French, they're going to say something.
They are eating it with
their silverware. And they're eating with
it,
even with the French fries, they're eating with knife and fork. And I'm just too much. That's finger food. The whole point get into it with your fingers.
Well, so I did ask my French tutor about that, and he was like, well, it depends on the restaurant. So if it's a place that's, you know, that he would eat with his hands and fine. Nope. But if it's a fancy place, then, you know, he would use knife and fork.
Remember, I just told you, I just went and got croissant with a friend of mine. And I wish, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start recording that stuff, because And it could be just individual people.
Yeah.
But when it's most of the time now people are telling me this, and when I told you about my other friend using a knife and fork with the macaroon.
The macaroon, like, yeah. That, I mean, they're like really? Literally that big. Like,
yeah, and I'm just like, you're being a little bit too bougie.
Even I right probably now would have to pick that up with my fingers. Yeah, and I'm going to get it. That's me.
But he
you're not going to get it under your, you know, the nails. Yes. That's it. Yeah. I don't like
having that is for me.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Either.
Like, in fact, I got to start wearing gloves to cook now because, like, raw chicken. I was like, oh, yes. God, is it really all gone? You know,
I wear gloves to season meat, do any of that because yeah. I just don't yeah. like it under my nails. But more importantly, that's one of the biggest reasons why I use a knife and fork is because I don't want to get my hands dirty. So I don't want to do
and
that
don't
at all.
Order finger food.
No, I can order fingerfuls, Paul. I can have whatever I want. But
exactly.
But if you're going to do finger food, why bother?
Stop. You can eat finger food however you want. And that's the point of being American is we eat however
Thank
we
you.
Want.
Thank you. I'm American. I can do whatever the hell I want.
I can use a knife and fork,
that's,
damn it.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's how I sound when a French person or anybody else tell me, do not dip your croissant.
But you were just telling us to not eat finger food with them. Don't order it if you're not going to eat it with your hand.
No. Well, I was being sarcastic there. Okay, but my point is
different
this.
Different strokes for
is
different folks, Benef. That's what it is.
No, my point is seriously is that if you're going to eat bread, that's like why bother use a knife and fork? I can see if you're buttering the bread, but there's no need. That's the whole point of a burger. If you're at a baseball game, do you eat the burger with a knife and fork at a baseball game?
Well, no,
do
because
they
typically
have...
they have.
Of course,
but
they have
typically
at a baseball game.
Sporting well, event. I mean, know. In France, like, what do they eat at their sporting events? Do they eat? Because that's a good question. They don't have.
Oh, that
eat
is
it
a good question.
You know, like
so I've
soccer.
I've been to a soccer game
question.
Here.
Do they have?
I've been
food?
To a soccer game here.
They clearly got to be eating it with their hands.
A lot of yes, they do, and they do. They do. And I don't,
but
the
do
reason
they,
why I think they do is location. Because it's not classified as a restaurant.
Yeah.
So it's okay. And I'm like, no, you can't like change the rules now.
Yeah, they certainly can. It's the location.
It's the same food. It's the same food.
Well, but the location changes it. And I
does. I agree.
I want to know who else will agree with whoever that's listening to this because
yeah.
I think that's
who else
full
agrees?
Of shit. I think that's
well.
Full
here's
of
my
shit.
Thing.
I'm so against this.
Here's my thing. If you're somewhere where it's not customary, right, where you're going to use a knife and fork, and I know personally, I don't like plasticware at all.
Oh my! It breaks. It breaks in the food.
I do not. Like, I don't care
plastic,
how.
You'll get paper. You'll get paper.
Yeah, like but the, I, and that's the, even the worse. Paper. And that's even worse. So
well, don't come to France.
I have my own silverware that I bring. I do have silverware that comes in. You can purchase it. I got it from Amazon.
You bring it. Wow.
Knife, fork, spoon. It has chopsticks. It has all of that. So I have my own silverware that I bring because I do not like it for plates, paper fork. I mean, and the worst thing I like is alcohol in plastic. It is supposed to be in the proper glass. And I know right now this is not a proper red wine glass, but I will tell you,
yeah,
it is not a proper one because
I mean,
big
enough.
Yes, it
has to be just wide.
It's
the
wide,
same
but,
as mine.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the bigger round.
No, there's several different types. Yes. There's several different
well,
types.
Well, there is different types, but yes. Anywho, back to
sorry.
That. No, you're fine. No, but I'm just saying I bring my own silverware, so I know that if I'm going to be at a sporting event or whatever, you know, I don't always bring it, but if I am at a sporting event, I will make sure that I pick something that first of all, because of COVID, and I think that's probably the reason why I'm even more tied to my knife and fork, but I want to make sure that it has a wrapper around it so that my actual hand does not touch it, so I'm able to eat it. So that's the only finger food I will eat. It
I'm sorry, that's
my
too
hand.
Much. You're going too much. That's too much.
It's
I'm
how
sorry.
I work, man. It's
that's
how I work.
That's then you should not be at that game. Because if you were at that game, I'm glad you told me that. Because you will not be going to any football games with me.
Oh,
if you
God.
Were at the Kansas City.
No, we'll be in
game,
the well, you have to be in the box. Then there's silverware.
I just went to the Kansas City.
Dolphins I can do the box life. I can do the box life.
Exactly. But I was at the Dolphins and Kansas City game in Germany. You probably saw me posted some pictures
of
that. And I thought
of
you, Trisha, because
and I was
like
very jealous.
Cheese.
Yes, you know me.
But
and
I can
my
assure
cheese.
You,
no cheese.
Yeah, I can assure you, I had, they were serving, your typical German bratwurst, and you
Yes.
had,
Did that have the wrapper? They had the wrapper on it, didn't it?
I don't remember, but I know it was just a small ass bun with a big ass
But
sausage
they
on
eat
it.
with their
And then,
hands, though, the
yeah,
Germans.
they
They,
eat it with
yeah,
their
okay.
hands.
Yeah.
And that's my
So
point.
I would grab a napkins and I would put it around it so that my
Oh,
hand would
okay.
not touch, so
Okay.
I
Yeah, but
could
your
eat
hand
it.
already touched it in order to grab it to pick up the napkin, to put it on a
I will have a
napkin.
napkin in my hand to grasp it and maneuver it in within my
Yeah.
hands.
You will not be going to a sporting event with me.
Oh God,
She'll be
Jesus
wearing
Christ.
gloves. It'll be fine.
You will not
No,
wear
I'll be
gloves.
the
You're
one
going
wearing my
to.
Chiefs shirt. Thank you very much. And I'll be saying, go Chiefs.
And we'll be
So don't
burning
even,
it.
let's go Patrick. So yeah. So yeah, no. No.
No, it's
That's
just too
how I
much.
operate.
If you have to do all of that, and then, so let me ask you this then. If it's the, and we're talking still in line with the etiquette stuff, if I'm, they have a lot of American fast food places here. Now they have Popeyes here. So you're telling me
Okay.
you're going to eat fried chicken,
With a knife and
knife and
fork.
fork? I know people say they do this, but when you, okay, as a black man, I'm going to get down and dirty in my chicken. And I'm not going to just eat
Is
and then
such
just
a
leave a little bit
stereotype,
of meat
Paul.
on it. It is not
I have to
stereotypical. I
say
will eat
that.
the hell
No.
out of that bone.
Look, I'm with you, but what I'm trying to tell you is initially, I will start with a knife and fork.
Okay, that's fine. But no, that's not fine. It depends. I said fried
Oh my
chicken. I
God.
said fried chicken. If it's fried chicken, but if it's
You.
cooked
I
chicken,
heard you.
no. If it's cooked chicken, like
Like stew chicken or
stewed
something or curry
chicken
or
or something like
whatever,
that,
you're going to
yeah,
use a
knife
knife
and
and
fork.
fork.
Definitely, because it's
Because that's
greasy.
Sunday dinner. That's
Yes,
Sunday dinner.
exactly. But and when you get closer to the bone, you pick that sucker up with
You
your
pick it up and
hand.
eat it.
One thing I don't do is chew the bone like my
No.
Jamaican
Oh, okay. Oh God,
relatives.
that's
How did we get to bone
my
chewing?
husband. That's
But that's part of
that's Felix.
etiquette, though, and culture.
It's culture,
Bone
man.
chewing?
I'm telling you,
Yes.
yes.
In Jamaica,
My
they do that a
grandmother,
lot.
my aunt, my even my
Oh,
husband.
yes. Are
Yeah.
they
Oh,
getting
yeah.
like the
Chews the
marrow
bone,
out of it?
the marrow out of it. And
Oh,
they
it's
say that that's
seasoned.
sometimes the
Trust
best
me.
part of the chicken.
It's
Okay.
seasoned. It's like, and they, ooh,
I have
trust
not
me.
one time had
They put
marrow.
their hand in it, it and
No,
it's
I have not
good.
had marrow either.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sorry.
It's
It's
gonna
not part
it's
of my
it's gonna
delicacy.
but I mean, like, I
I'm
don't
just
go that
bougie, but
far.
then again, I'm just bougie. Let's
Yeah.
just put it
No,
out
no, no,
there.
no.
I'm
Yeah,
gonna
that's
put
why
it
you
out
will
there.
not be going to a sporting event with me. Let me write that
Boy,
down. Trust
oh, you're
me.
gonna write it
You are
down.
so full of crap right now. Right
No,
now.
I'm sorry. If we're at a sporting event, we're going to be dirty anyway because we're in a closed
Okay.
arena with everybody.
Okay, I
And
get it. But my hands aren't dirt. I would have touched a railing. I would have done something like
oh,
that. Not
yeah,
to
for
mention,
sure. I mean, you need to
I'm gonna, you know
sanitize
what I
and
mean?
wash them.
And I'm
Yeah.
gonna
Maybe
have
because I
hand
was in the
sanitizer on me.
military. Maybe because I was in the military and
It was life or death, yeah, I probably obviously am
No.
I going
I'm
to have
just
hand
saying we were
sanitizer.
all dirty and we like.
But
You just didn't know
they
what to do.
do
Etiquette there.
emphasize hygiene when it comes to meals. There was always the hand washing
Oh yeah, the
station.
hand wash station. And then
Yeah.
after
I mean,
that,
that's the
you
whole
walk two
point.
paces
Most of the
and there's
time,
germs back on your hand
yeah,
after
but most
walking
of the
two
times when I'm
places.
going to, yeah, but most of the time when I'm going to a sporting event, also, I'm not going there to eat. I'm going there to watch the game and drink beer. I'm
No,
not.
dear. I'm going there to
I'm
eat and
not
go
going
and watch the
to.
game.
I do. I usually
I
end up
do eat.
eating.
I
Yeah,
don't.
because.
I typically do not eat. If I do eat, I'll have popcorn.
Yeah, but
After
you're,
I
even
use
with
my
your
hands
hand, you
you
got to
are
use the
eating
knife
it
and
with
fork
your
there.
hands,
You're
though.
eating it with your hand.
Nope, because I put mine in
What?
a napkin and I eat it like.
Oh
Okay,
my
no, Trisha. Okay,
eating it like this.
everybody else that's listening on this call will be banning Trisha from doing
She's
anything.
got the you have the
I
popcorn in your
have
hand.
touched a popcorn. I
And
have
you're
touched
eating it
popcorn
out
with
of your
my
hand.
hands.
Okay,
I have
wow.
done it. I have done that, but I have used hand sanitizer before
Maybe
then.
you
Even
need to live
before
in
COVID, I
France.
used hand
You need to
sanitizer.
live in France and hang out with my friend.
Maybe I should. Maybe I should, and we can test these theories out.
OMG. Yeah, you would not be
Vanessa,
going to
let's book a flight. Let's go.
yeah, let's
the
book a
Olympics
flight.
is
We're
this
going.
year. You will
Let's
not
make
be going
that
to any
happen.
Olympic Games in France here. It'd be fun. But no, this is good. Obviously, we could see that there is in traveling, while black. And going to these restaurants and stuff
Wow,
like that.
American at this point, I feel like
American.
we're
Yeah,
just,
because they're,
yeah, we
yeah,
got
I could
issues.
tell you they don't care if you're black purple, whatever, whatever, when you're doing it. They just care that you're American and you have no class. And I've had that. I had somebody that said that to me because I was eating with my hand a burger. And I, because they even said that, I became even more that typical annoying American.
So you just got even more ignorant. Just ignorant. Just because.
No, I sure did. Because number one, don't tell me how to eat something I purchased.
I got to. I'm going to cut you off, Paul, because you're about to get back on that soapbox again with that. Don't dare.
But that's the final word. I guarantee you, anyone who's listening to this podcast will agree with me. 9 out of 10 will probably agree.
We'll have to see if they agree because
it just makes common sense. If I paid for it, why can I not eat it the way I want to eat it? Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to be crazy if I'm at an upscale restaurant, because I have been to a lot of Michelin restaurants here. And no, of course, I'm not going to eat my burger if they gave me a little tiny burger, because that's exactly what you're going to get. That looks pretty. And you got to like use a knife and fork for that. So I know my behavior, but I'm talking about if I'm at a normal cafe, like the one that I took you to, Benef, when we
Le Recepteur.
Or, you know, Trisha, when we were in London together and I took you, you know, we were going and we're eating. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to eat with knife and fork to a point. If I'm eating a
burger, you did it very well, by the way. Yes, you did it,
I know my audience. You know, we got to know our audience. Mm. But if I'm at a cafe,
you got to have to read the room. I do agree. You do have to read the room. But I also think that it's up to your person too. I mean, obviously for me, it's hygiene, right? So there's a thing there for me.
No, but hygiene is the big thing with the food. So,
So that's
but you don't know how they're cooking it anyway. So what's the point?
Agreed. And look, you're not the only person that's brought that up
to me. I'm just saying.
But I will tell you one thing. I will not be that crass eating. I just will not. Because I found myself an ambassador. I'm an ambassador for everyone who, all the little brown and black girls around the country. And I'm just not going to go in there looking any kind of way or acting any kind of way either. So that's my mentality when I'm going anywhere. I know how to use a knife and fork. I know how to use one,
but I'm just not going to use it on a damn
song. You are really on that soapbox.
He is. So,
it made me mad. It made me mad. Right. Don't tell me I can't do something because, you know, an American is going to be like.
That's why we end up having shootings every goddamn week, because don't tell me. And then, that's the American way. But we just had a shooting in Colorado.
Yeah, but didn't we pay for it? That's my point. I paid for it. And
yes,
trust me,
Paul.
I agree. I had to curb my ways and my feelings a bit because, you know, in America, we can order something and say, oh, but can you hold the onions on the steak or whatever it is?
They don't hold anything.
No, because a chef is going to be like, you're insulting my food. No, I am not changing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you haven't even tasted it yet. You know, yeah. I understand.
And that's another thing. Thank you for bringing that up, Trisha. That's another thing that a lot of my European friends always say is, why do Americans always put seasoning or salt or pepper
before tasting it?
That is not all Americans. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
well, that's what they said. But
again, you have to read the room. Where am I going? Do they use seasoning or do they not use seasoning? Because if they don't, if there's a place that I know for a fact that it's not seasoned or whatever the circumstances are, first of all, I may not order it. But if I do, or if it's shared or whatever the circumstances are, I'm going to put damn salt, pepper. I'm sorry. I need seasoning.
No, for sure.
Just
agree.
I have learned to taste the food before salting. I used to be one of those people that used to salt when I'm at a certain place, because I'm like, I know damn well they did not season this like my mama do, but you know, and I try to do it this way. So I've learned, and I'll taste it first, and then I'll ask for, you know, the salt and pepper kind of thing and stuff like this, and then do whatever I need to do. But I still think that we're spoiled in American, right?
Yeah.
Where we think we can go there and say, what? You don't have Pepsi? I want Pepsi, you know, or
ranch.
I've seen it where I will be traveling to different places and then I just so happen to be behind another American and they just be like loud. Like I was at the French Riviera one time and she was like, oh, honey, do you guys have any seasoning salt? And I'm just like, oh my gosh, did she just ask for seasoning salt in a French restaurant? Like, no one know what the hell you're talking about. And the way she said it was like, she was right. Like, mm-hmm, it was mm-hmm. okay to ask them for seasoning salt.
Mm-hmm.
The guy brought out salt.
Salt, just salt, right. Yeah, I mean.
Well, that is seasoning salt.
Yeah.
But we're talking about all-purpose seasoning salt here.
Oh, I know all-purpose. I know exactly what she was asking for. So she was I'm asking for like, some of that slap your mama or that Tony
Yeah, and
sorcery.
She's from the South because I clearly heard her accent.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to correct her but I was like, no, because.
Yeah, just leave it.
That's just us. And she was really wanting to get something. She was trying to explain it, you know, and it's kind of like spicy and. And I'm like, oh God, this is why they have a problem.
Yeah.
But I think this is the greatness of the fact of being able to actually experience these things. Because some people that from the States that travel wouldn't know how to do a lot of these things because they think it would be okay to do it the way we are normally used to doing it. Obviously, we have different point of views on this.
Well, yeah.
Because,
but I mean, I have gotten, you know, you get something and you're not sure how to eat it.
Right.
Just always embarrassing.
Well, I watched
the you have to be watching. You don't know what to do with it. Yeah.
Got it.
All right. So I think we had a very lively discussion about etiquette and cultural differences when it comes to food and how you're supposed to eat it and stuff like that. This was very, very good discussion. So hopefully folks on the listening to us was able to get something out of it. If there's something that you wanted to comment about, because, you know, as much as we love traveling, you guys have your own experiences, comment and let us know what, you know, situations you've been in. And we would love to hear what it is. And maybe perhaps on the second or next podcast, we can also go through some of that too, as well. Again, thank you guys for this lively discussion and as well.
You bet.
I appreciate
it was fun.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And look forward to seeing you guys for another lively round of discussion again. Thanks again.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hello.